Hallelujah. All you got to do is close your eyes. Focus your mind on Jesus. He'll drop down in here. You'll leave a different person. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. That's right. We ain't going to let the rocks cry out for us. The rocks don't need them. We need them. Hallelujah. We need you, Jesus. We need you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. That's how you get it. You get it in praise. That's how you get it. Oh, God. That's coming boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Not worrying about what your neighbor might think, what they might say. Hallelujah. Might tell you to sit down. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight. We truly thank you may be seated. We truly thank God for the man of God that came, spoke a word to us. And I tell you, did you respond to the faith? Are we responding to faith? You know, you got to respond to faith. Amen. To the word of God. And I'm telling you, it met everybody's need in here. And man, I forgot to call certain ones. You know, they missed out on the first night. But that was just the appetizer. This might be the main course and the dessert. Who knows? We're going to bring the man of God up so he can bring forth the word again. Come on, put your hands together for him. Pastor David Richardson. He going to give you the rest. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap for praise. Come on, you can do better than that for Jesus. Come on and praise him. Lord, you're so good to us. God, you're so worthy to be praised and magnified. Lord, there is none like you. Come on, why don't you stand to your feet and let's just magnify him. Come on, if you don't mind, just raising your hands and give the Lord some praise. Come on, everybody. Come on and magnify your Savior. We're not talking about a man. We're talking about our God. We're talking about our Jesus, our King, our Lord. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Lord, we love you tonight. We praise you tonight. You're worthy of all praise and honor. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your kindness, Lord. God, you said, oh, that men would praise you for your goodness toward the children of men. God, you've been so good to us, Lord. Better to us than we are to our own self. Thank you for being so good to me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lamb of God. Wonderful Savior. Mighty God. Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father. Shepherd, Bishop over my soul. Thank you, oh God. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, move in this place on tonight. God, move by your spirit. Oh, Lord, by your power. Have your way, Lord. God, we could do nothing without you. God, give us that ability to preach and teach. Anoint me. Make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. Speak to me and through me. God, we need you desperately, Lord. You see the needs in this house. God, you see every circumstance. Lord, you said your eyes go to and fro throughout the earth, beholding all things, the good and the evil, Lord God. Look upon us tonight, Lord. Cause your grace to abound here, Lord God. Smile upon us, Lord. Oh, God, we need you desperately, Lord. Move in each heart, each mind, each soul tonight. God, meet the needs. Help us to leave better than we came. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many love the Lord tonight? Praise the Lord. God is good. And he's worthy of all the praise, all the honor. He's worthy to be magnified. I just thank God for this great opportunity, as we said last night, to be before you here in Wentzville at Revival Center. We just always count it a privilege and an honor to come in. I don't take it lightly. I thank God for the invitation. And all the love and hospitality that's always shown to me and my wife, we appreciate it. And we love y'all for it. And thank God for Brother Al. Let's give him a big hand clap on tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Sister Tawana. And we thank God for Pastor Davis. Praise the Lord. Good to see her tonight. Praise the Lord. I missed her last night, but I wanted to see her tonight. I said, I want to see her. Praise the Lord. Me and Sister Davis go back a long ways, long time. Not just here at the church, but I can't even tell y'all how many conversations we've had over the years on the phone concerning this church, our church, concerning the things of the Lord. And she's encouraged me for many years. I've been able to be an encouragement to her. And I thank God for that relationship that God has given us. And I love you, Sister Davis. I love you. I love you. But I thank God for what she's meant to me and what she's meant to Road to Life Church. Been around since my father. And praise the Lord. I remember the little church. How many remember the little? Some of y'all too young. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, remember the little church back over there. I remember they had two rows, or two chairs, or rows of chairs on this side, two rows of chairs on this side. That's all. Man, look how far y'all done came. My Lord, God is good. But my God, we had some church up in that place. Well, we knocked over drums. We knocked over chairs. We just had some church. Praise the Lord. So it tells you that it's not so much. We thank God for this beautiful edifice. It's beautiful. God has blessed y'all immensely. But how many know it's not about the building? Hallelujah. The Bible said, for he dwells not in temples made with hands, but he dwells in us. We bring church here. This building would just be an empty building if we didn't come here. That's all it would be. But when you come here, ready to magnify the Lord, you invite the Spirit of the Lord in here, there's no telling what God can do. Praise the Lord. I believe God's going to bless us tonight. I really do. I think he's going to bless us. I believe it. I feel it in my heart, my mind. I do thank God for my wife tonight. God bless us, Amanda. Praise the Lord for her. And thank God for all those that came from Sparta to be with us tonight. Thank God for Brother Isaiah, praise the Lord for him. Sister Alex, praise the Lord. Sister Sharon, Sister Rachel, Preacher, Gabe, and little Isaiah, praise the Lord. We thank God for them, and we bring greetings from Road to Life Church, 402 East Mound Street, Sparta, Illinois. 62286-618-443-4158. I know y'all was waiting for me to say that, but we do. We love y'all. We thank God for you and all the saints here. We do. We love you. I'm going to go right to the word of the Lord on tonight. Try not to prolong the time and just let the Lord have his way. Brother Derek, I don't know which one I want to use. Seems like I'm holding this microphone. Okay, I think I'll stick with it since I got it in my hand. Brother Derek want me to go to the lapel mic, but I'm just so used to holding the mic, it's just what I do. So we'll try to move on up to the big times another day. Let's go to the word of the Lord on tonight. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Y'all pray for me. Been under the weather a little bit. The Lord is my healer, and I know he's my strength. Praise the Lord. How many believe the Lord is your strength tonight? 1 Peter chapter 2, and we'll start at verse 2, or verse 1. Let's just read 1 and 2, and then we'll go on to Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3. And we'll read several places here tonight. Do y'all love reading the Bible? I do. I love reading and searching the scriptures. 1 Peter 2 and verse 1. Read, please.
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby.
He said, as newborn babe, desire, have a hunger, a thirst for the sincere milk of the word, that you might do what? Grow Somebody shout, I want to grow. I want to grow that you may grow thereby. Let me let you in on a little something. If you didn't know it, until you leave this earth, you'll always be growing in the Lord. I don't care how much knowledge you get, how much wisdom, how much you think you know, how much I think I know, we will always be growing, or we should always be growing in the Lord. That should be our endeavor. We grow in grace, the Bible said, and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. So this should be our desire. I want to know him even in a greater way. You know, Paul said one place, he said, that I might know him in the power of his resurrection and in the fellowship of his suffering. He said, on down, not that I have yet obtained, neither was I already made perfect, but this is what I do. Forgetting what's behind me, I'm pressing forward to that which is before me. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How many know it's time for us to go up higher? It's time for us to go into a greater place that the Lord has ordained for us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Help me tonight, Lord. And we'll read one verse here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3. Read, please.
We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly.
How does your faith grow? Your faith groweth exceedingly. Read on.
And the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. So
we'll stop right there, and let's move to Romans real quick. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Romans 1 and verse 16. Read, please.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
Notice this. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. That's another level of faith. And so he said it goes from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. I want to talk to you from this subject tonight, a faith that you can live by. A faith that you can live by. The Lord was dealing with me about a greater level of faith. I just want to talk to you tonight. Just a greater level of faith. We're at a time in a season to where we need to operate in a level of faith beyond what we did when we first got saved. We need to operate in a level of faith beyond what those even 30, 40 years ago operated in. The reason is because of the obstacles, the trials that we are up against now is even greater than before. There's not a person in here that couldn't raise your hand and tell me a plethora of things that you're going through. You could name, I could say, well, who's going through health issues? There probably wouldn't be one person in here that wouldn't say, I got something going on. I don't care if it's an ingrown toenail, a backache, knee ache, heart problems, kidney problems, all kinds of issues. And if I was to ask everyone, what about your finances? How many need a financial miracle? I'm going to ask you, how many need a financial miracle tonight? Yes, about everybody is raising their hand. And so there's so many different things that we have need of, and not even mentioning your family. You got loved ones that are weighed in the balance, that need deliverance, that need help. So our faith has to operate on a greater level, in a place that we know God has expectation for it to operate in. God expects us to grow spiritually. God don't expect us to always stay babes. There should be a growing, Sister Alex, in each one of us to where we come to a place where we can take certain things. You know, when you was younger in the Lord, everything offended you. Everything upset you. Somebody look at you sideways. I guess they don't like me, and they supposed to be saved. You know what I'm talking about? It was always something in the church, something on your job, everything. But when you get older in the Lord, you understand what you up against. How many know as you got older, somebody offend you, you say, that ain't nothing but the devil. That's all that is. And you don't get so easily distracted off of what God told you to do. But that's growing. And as you grow and as you come to a place of maturity in the Lord, what else should grow inside of you is your faith. Faith as you grow, your faith should grow as you grow. And so the Lord was dealing with me about a faith that we have. It's not just a faith that we should look for miracles and blessings, although faith brings miracles. We all know that. All of us have had miracles. All of us have had blessings in our life. But this faith I'm talking about is not just for you to get a miracle. It's not just for you to get a blessing, but the faith I want to talk about tonight is one that you can live by. A faith that you can walk by every day of your life. Hallelujah. Whatever you was doing before, it sounded pretty good up here, brother. If you could keep that type of volume, because my voice is kind of weak tonight. But help me out. So the faith that I'm talking about tonight, it helps you walk this walk. It's just like oxygen. How many know we living by oxygen right now? Every one of us, if you take oxygen out of you, you won't be able to make it another day, another hour, another moment. So this faith that we have is what you live by spiritually. Without this faith that God is talking about, telling me about to tell you, we're not going to be able to make it in the time we live in. But the Lord told me, he said, if the people would understand that this is how you're supposed to live, he said, I want to give you the type of faith that you can make it. It don't matter what's coming your way. It don't matter how bad it might look. It don't matter how much trials is coming your way. It don't matter what people are saying. He said, I'm going to give the saints of God something that they can make it in the season that they're in. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't want to be one that came this far after all these years that's been saved. I've been saved over 30 some odd years. I don't want to come this far, Sister Sharon, and all of a sudden start drawing back after I done came this far. No, God, help me to make it in this season. The Bible said, my son, have no pleasure in them that draw back. But then he said, we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe unto the saving of the soul. So God gives us a faith, and giving us a faith that we can stand the test. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. This faith don't just shout in church. No. This faith is that I have, and that God said we all can have, and that some of us have. God said this faith will make you shout at home. It'll make you shout on the job. It'll make you shout when all hell is breaking loose in your life. When people come with a bad report, you say, I know my Redeemer living. I know God is going to come through for me. Why? Because I'm not just having faith while I'm in church. I live like this. I live by this faith. This is what I talk about. This is what I preach about. This is the way I live. When I go through in my body, in my mind, I say, Lord, you said what you're going to do. You said you're going to heal. You said you're going to deliver. You said you're going to turn it around. I have faith that you're going to do that for me, Lord. Listen. So the just shall live by faith. Four places in the Bible. In Romans, Habakkuk, some people pronounce it Habakkuk, Galatians, and Hebrews, they all declare the same thing, that the just shall live by their faith. Help me, Lord. The just shall live by faith. How many know the only way you please God is by your faith? The only way you can please God. Because the Bible said everything you do, it has to be done in faith. When the sister here testified, first of all, when she stood up and opened her mouth, her testimony was one of faith. When she walked around, raised her hand, that was action of faith. Everything you do has to be
according to your faith. When she walked around and she said, I'm just going to give God some steps. For what? She ain't just stepping just to be stepping, but there's something she's doing as she's walking by faith, saying, Lord, you're going to tear walls down. You're going to heal my family. You're going to deliver my children. You're going to deliver my husband. You're going to move in my finances. Why? That's why these are steps of faith that you're about to turn the situation around for me. We don't need to come to church just doing stuff just to be doing it. No, when I praise the Lord, I believe it is something that's behind my praise. There's a move of God coming. There's a difference being made. When the brother and the sister here testified, it's a testimony of faith of what God is doing and what he's going to do in our life. While I'm up here preaching, I am preaching by nothing but faith. I'm not up here just to make you feel good or to excite you, say, oh my goodness, oh how good he preaches. Because I know I'm not a good orator. I know that. I don't get all my words just right. But I do know one thing. I got faith in the one that anointed me. I got faith in the one that called me. I got faith in the one that chose me. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has anointed me to open up the eyes to the blind. He has anointed me to bind up the brokenhearted. To set at liberty them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I got faith that God has done that for me. And you know what? Sometimes when you're up here preaching, Brother Al can tell you, Sister Davis can tell you, as you're looking out in the audience, the devil will say, well, you ain't getting it across like you should get it across. They're not hearing it. They're not wanting to hear you. But you know what? If you got faith that God called you, you'll say, what if some don't believe? That don't make the word of God of none effect. I know God chose me, and I know God called me. And you got to know the same thing. God called you. God chose you. He chose you for a time such as this. The same God that called you is the same God that's going to see you through. He's going to see you through. So, the just shall live by faith. What makes me just? The word just means to be acquitted, to be made in right standing with God. So, what justifies me? Romans 5:1 said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm justified by this right here. I'm justified by the nails in his hand, the nails in his feet. I'm justified by what he did up there on the cross. I'm justified by the stripes that he took on his back. I'm justified because the blood that ran down his veins. I'm justified because of the fact that he went in the grave all for me. I'm justified on the third day since the shed. He rose again. I'm justified. And when he came back, he said, all power in heaven and earth is in my hands. I'm justified because I know what he done for me. Now he took my sin and he gave me his righteousness. How many believe that tonight? And I believe that God has given me his righteousness. I am the righteousness of God by Christ Jesus. That's what makes me justified. And if I'm justified, the Bible said I can live. I can live by this faith. I can walk this faith out. I can talk this faith out. See, a lot of people, they talking about it, but they ain't living it. They talking about they believe God until the trial comes. They talking about they believe God till problems hit. But if you got real faith, when trouble comes in your way, you'll say the Lord gave and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. You'll say, I know that God is going to come on my side, in my corner, on my side. I know God going to move for me, and it don't matter how many people don't see it, but I'm like Joshua and Caleb to the shed. If the Lord be on our side, if the Lord be for us, see, is God on your side? Is God in your corner? If you believe that tonight, somewhere, somehow, God is going to come through for you. Somewhere. You say, Pastor David, is he going to come through the night tonight? He just might. But if he don't, I'm still going to be here. If he don't come through tomorrow, I'm still going to be here. If he don't come through next week, I'm still going to be here. That's real faith. Real faith don't give up just because it didn't come through tonight or didn't come through tomorrow or next week. Real faith said, I'm going to stand here. I'm going to stand here. I'm going to stand right here until the Lord comes through for me. That's real faith. Real faith is not just religion. It's a relationship. Real faith says, I trust you, Lord. I trust you even though I don't see it. I trust you even though I don't feel it. I trust you, God. I trust that you're going to do exactly what you said you're going to do. And you know what we need to do? Look at somebody, say, watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth. You say, why should I say that? Because that's what you need to do. Watch your mouth. Watch what you say, because by your words you justified, and by your words you're going to be condemned. Oh, God, the Bible said in James, bitter and sweet water cannot come out the same fountain. You got people up here talking about what God going to do when they're in church, but when they go home, I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why I'm going through this. I tell you why you're going through this. The trial of your faith being much more precious than gold, which is tried in the fire. You got to go through. God got to try your faith. Your faith got to go through some trying times to prove how authentic it is. You won't know what you got until you go through a trial. You can come here and say all day long, oh, I got it. I know I got it. Sometime at the church, I had them screaming, I got it. I got it. I have them saying, you know, because I believe in declaring things. I do. I believe in declaring. I believe you got to say it. So I have them saying, I got it. I got it. But you ain't going to know what you really got until the trial comes, until the trouble hits you. But when that trouble hits you, it comes in your life, then you can say, I'm still standing after it's all said and done, because real faith, it endures to the end. It don't get shaky. The Bible said Abraham staggered not at the promise of God, an unbeliever, but was strong in his faith. Anybody strong in your faith tonight? I made up in my mind. I got faith, Lord. I'm going to stand on what you gave me. You gave me this faith. You put this in my heart. You told me I could lay hands on the sick and they recover. And if they go to the hospital and they say, Pastor David, I didn't recover, I'm coming after you again. I'm coming after you again. Why? Because God gave me that type of faith to tell me, keep on doing what I told you to do, and somewhere to happen. Yes. Don't say, well, you know, it didn't happen for so-and-so. That don't matter. It don't matter what didn't happen for her or what didn't happen for him. You don't judge what God got for you based upon what somebody else got. You look at what God told you. What did God say to you? Sister Jackie, God told me to tell you, last night, I didn't pray for you, but I wanted to. I really did. But today, as I was praying, God told me to tell you, he's going to give you a miracle. He's going to move for you. I promise you, God get ready to turn things all the way around for you. He told me to tell you, you haven't been here testifying and praising him for nothing. It's not going in vain. He done heard your cry. And if I'm a man of God, if God is talking to me tonight, which he is, it's going to happen soon and very soon. Just keep on trusting God. Just keep on believing God. Somebody say, why you tell her that? Because God just told me to tell her. And I'm going to obey God. I'm going to do what thus saith the Lord. And God said he's going to move. Listen here, Revival Center. Just like God told me about Road to Life Church, a revival is coming. A move of God is coming. Why? Because somebody still believes that God can and God will. Somebody still believes that God is going to send a move of God. Everybody hasn't gone back, but we got some people that still believe in it. I ain't followed him for the fish and the loaves. Hallelujah. I'm not following him for the fish and the loaves. I want to eat his flesh. I want to drink his blood. I want to be like him. I want to walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus. Away with this low level of faith. And all you looking at is, can I get a house? Can I get a car? Can I get some clothes? No, I want my faith to take me into the place that I look like him, that I walk like him, I talk like him, that I live like him. That's what real faith is going to take you to. It's going to take you to a place where they say, I know he been with Jesus. They going to take you to a place where they say, that's got to be a man of God. That's a Jesus woman, a Jesus man. I want to do the same works that he did, Sister Sharon. I want to live the same life that he lived. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That type of faith is what moves God. Luke 18, about 8, he said, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Somebody said, you preached on faith last night, and I'm preaching again tonight. Hallelujah. And it ain't because I don't have nothing else to preach. But the Lord told me, come and talk faith. Talk faith. He said, the church here, he said, Wentzville, just like the Lord told me about Road to Life, I've been preaching the same messages. He said, they need faith. He said, cause faith to be stirred up. Cause faith. He said, I'm going to move for people. He said, I'm still God, and I always will be God. He said, I'm still concerned about my people, but they got to have faith in what I'm capable of. They got to have faith in what I'm able to do. Hallelujah. Bible said, when he come, shall he find faith? He said, I've already justified you. I've acquitted you. I've given you the right to come boldly before the throne of grace. You don't have to feel like, Lord, I don't understand, and I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can come before you like that. You have every right. I said, you have every right to come to him. My sister, you have every right. You got the right to go to God and say, Lord, whatever I'm going through, pain in my body, what I'm going through, you said, by your stripes I'm healed. You said that, Lord. That's your word. I didn't write that, but you had holy men write that. You said you would do it, Lord. Now, Lord, I'm coming to you by faith. Now, do what you said, Lord. And God, if I'm lacking in any area, help thou my unbeliever. Get all this unbelief out of me, because I need a miracle. I need deliverance. I need you to turn this thing around for me. You got to have relentless faith. Faith that won't quit. See, that greater level of faith is faith that won't stop. The Bible said Jesus went to a place and a man came and told him, my servant is at home sick. And the palsy grievously healed. He said, oh, okay, I'll do what I do to all the Jews. I'll come and touch him. See, because at that time, that's what the Jewish custom was. If you could touch me, they needed a point of contact. That spoken word wasn't there yet. But Jesus said, I'm going to come under your roof. He said, oh, no. He said, I don't need you to come under my roof. This wasn't a Jewish man that said that. This was a man of a whole different nation. And he said, no, you don't need to come under my roof. He said, for I'm a man under authority. He said, I tell one to go and he goes. I tell one to come and he comes. He said, all I need you to do is speak the word only. That's all I need. I just need you to say it. Hallelujah. That's all I need. Just say it. If you say it, it's going to happen. If you're speaking, it's going to happen. That's how powerful your word is. Just say it, Jesus. What's your name?
Yeah, you. The one. Not you. He know who I'm talking to. What's your name? Ty. Come here for a minute. Now go ahead and sit down, Ty. Go ahead and sit down. Go ahead and sit down. I do this at church all the time. Y'all know what I just showed y'all?
Authority. He way bigger than me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he way bigger than me. He looked like he lived in houses. He's a big man. But look, though he might be bigger than me, I'm in a place of authority. And he didn't even hesitate. When I said tie, he raised up and he started walking. You know why? That's authority. And I'm telling y'all something. Jesus got good kind of mighty. Jesus got that type of authority. When Jesus say a thing, it's got to happen. The devil don't.
Let me tell y'all something. When Jesus say something, let me tell y'all something. The devil ain't saying, oh, no, I ain't going. I'm not going. I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. No, the devil believes and trembles. Hallelujah. When Jesus tell the devil go, the devil said, yes, sir. I'm getting up out of here.
Why, the master is talking. The master is talking. The one in control is talking. When God begins to speak, every devil in hell has to bear witness that the God, the creator of all things, is talking.
Nothing can resist the word of God. He's God. He sits on the circle of the earth. Heaven is his throne, and earth is his footstool. We talk about God. When he says something, everything got to stand up and take notice. When God spoke to the land, bring forth, it had to bring forth. When he spoke to the earth, come forth, it had to come forth. The Bible said in Hebrews 11, by faith we know that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And when God say a thing, everything has to do what God said. So you talking about, I don't know if it can happen. If God speak in your life, I don't care if it's cancer, die, diabetes. I don't care what it might be, high blood pressure. God say go. It's got to go. It's got to go. Why, everything has to bow to that name, Jesus. Everything. And he said, all I want you to do is have faith in what I said. Have faith. I've already spoken over your life. I've already talked about you. You're written of in the scriptures. And I've already talked about what I'm going to do for you. What I'm going to speak to you. How I'm going to speak well of you. What did he say in Jeremiah 29:11? All y'all should know that. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. He said you should already know what the end going to be. You know, the old saints taught us, I believe I'll run on to see what the end going to be. You should already know what the end going to be. What the end going to be? I'm healed. That's right. That's the end. I'm delivered. I'm set free. I'm not bound any longer. That's the end. But the faith that you have will bring you to that end. That man said, listen, I don't need you to come under my roof. I just need you to speak the word only. Listen, those words of faith didn't come out of Jesus. It came out of the man. You would think that would be Jesus talking, said, I don't need to come under your roof. I'll just speak the word on. But the man said it. What am I saying? You got to say it.
Faith came out of him. He said, I don't need you to come under my roof. Speak the word on. And the Lord turned around and said, he said, I've not found so great a faith. No, not in Israel. He said, I have not seen anybody with this type of faith. That's the type of person I want to be. I want the Lord to look at Sparta and say, I ain't found so great a faith. Not like what he got. Anybody want to be in that place and where you say, Lord, I want to have that type of faith that puzzles you, that make you say, Lord, I don't see that type of faith in Wentzville, but Revival Center Fellowship, I see that faith. Where I see it at, I see it in hell. I see it all through the saints here. God said, I'm going to put that type of faith on the inside of you. Faith that will not quit. Faith that will not stop. Faith that will not back up.
It won't back up. No matter what comes, this faith don't quit. And the devil, you know, he notices when you got that type of faith. Oh, yeah. He knows. When you walk in the hospital, it's a different type of faith here now. He know when you go to the bank, it's a different type of faith here now. See, the devil knows this. He knows that. So, you know what? You might go through some harder trials.
you might go through some tests because that level of faith. He going to try to do everything he can to frustrate you. But let me tell you something. I don't care what he does. If you got this type of faith, it's not you, but it's the faith inside of you that's going to cause you to stand and withstand. The Bible said you're going to stand and withstand in the evil days, Sister Allison. You know how I know? I've been saved through since 1995, and I've been going through since 1995. I've been going through since 1995. Some of y'all say, you got to go through that long. I sure did, and you will too. But I'm here to tell you, everything I've gone through, he done brought me through. He done brought me over. He done showed me who he is. Over all these years, he's never failed me. He's never let me down. God has always been on my side. He never let me down. We got a song we sing. Y'all might sing it too. He's never failed me yet. He's never failed me. Jesus Christ never failed me yet. He's never failed me yet. He's never failed me yet. Jesus Christ never failed me yet. And he'll never fail you. He never will. You could bank on that. God will never fail you. I got another person I want to talk about. Let's go to the book. I believe I want to read it. Let's go to Matthew again. Matthew chapter 15. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody just shout, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 15. Oh, Lord, I love you. It's going to be people with great faith that's going to make it. I said it's going to be people with great faith that's going to make the difference. Can I tell you something? The devil is shrewd and cunning. And he's painted a picture in the church that all of this outward show, you know, it presents like somebody has some great faith. You know, all this outward show. People come out, have long robes. I'm not here talking about people. I'm just showing you the picture that the enemy has shown. They come out, all this long robe, all the lights, shining lights blinking everywhere, and all of this stuff going on. You think, oh my goodness, I'm in a place where there must be a miracle. God must be getting ready to move. Look at all of this. All this house is so expensive looking. God must be in this place. God don't need all that to move. No, he don't. See, it's the devil thinking that, making us feel like if we don't live up to that standard, if we don't have the same thing going on, we can't get what the Bible says we could have. But all of those, God is looking at, the Lord is looking at one thing. Where is your faith? That's all he's looking at. Where is your faith? That's what I want to know. Do you still have faith to believe in what I'm going to do for you? Because everybody, I don't care how big your church is. I don't care how much money you got. Everybody going to go through storms. Every one of us going to go through storms. But what's going to depict whether you come out on the other side is if you know who's on the boat with you. If you know that he's there with you. That I know he ain't going to leave me out here by myself. He's here with me. Let's read real quick. Matthew 15. And let's start at verse 27. Well, no. Let's go up to about 25, I believe. Let's see what that says.
Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help
me. I'm sorry. Go up to about 24.
But he
go up to 23. That'll work.
But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him.
Now, because I'm not going up far enough, I'm just going to lay some foundation. This woman came on behalf of her daughter. Her daughter is going through. How many got kids you need to be delivered from something? Well, this should be something you should be reading. Uh-huh. Why? Because God is of no respect to person. If God did it for her, God should do the same thing for you. She ain't no superwoman. She's not somebody that you say, well, no, there must be something different about her. She's no different than us. That's what I love about the man who came to Jesus with his servant laying at home. He's no different than us. This woman is no different than us. She's not a preacher. She don't have a title. No. She's not some great person that you would say, well, her name must be in the roll call of faith. Let me go to Hebrews 11 and see if she's in there. You won't see her name there. She's just a woman that needs Jesus to move for her, just like you and me. And the Bible says, read on here.
But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Now I want you to recognize something. Everything that's going on right now tells her, I'm not going to get it. It's not going to happen. The whole scenario, the circumstance, the situation says it's not going to happen. You got church folk saying, go on now. Stop praising him. Stop walking around the church. Stop lifting your hands. Stop testifying. This is church folk doing this. Church folk says, send her away. You shouldn't even be talking to her anyway. Trying to keep her from her miracle. But see, when you got something on the inside telling you what God is about to do for you, it don't matter what people say. You could tell me to go away all you want to. I'll still be here tomorrow. That's right. You'll leave before I'm going to leave. I'm going to tell you that right now. You going to go before I'm going to go because I'm here to get some from the Lord. And I told the Lord that when I came to Wentzville, I didn't just come here to give y'all some. I came here to get some myself. I told the Lord, while I'm here preaching, give me something. Move for me, Lord. Do what you said you're going to do for me. So, listen, this woman is being sent away by his disciples. And even Jesus said, he said, I'm not, read that part again.
I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
He said, I'm not even sent to you. He said, I'm not even sent to you. So the one that she came to get the miracle from, he's even pushing her away. He said, I'm not sent for you. I'm sent for them. This group is special. So it's already demeaning. It's already making me feel like I'm less than them. You mean to tell me I can't get what they get? But see, she didn't act like some people act. She didn't get an attitude like that. She didn't get mad and frustrated because your disciples even sent me away. And now you going to send me away. She said, oh, no, I know you. I know what you got. Hallelujah. I know what you got. And what you got is something I need. I know what you got. I'm not going to be frustrated. But I'm going to show you what I got. This faith I got on the inside of me is going to move you after a while. Hallelujah. Read on, please.
Then came she and worshiped him.
Listen,
saying,
good God Almighty. Listen, what did you see the example? She's been pushed away. She's been demeaned, but the Bible says she worshiped. She worshiped. In spite of what she's going through, she made up in her mind, I'm going to worship him. How many made up in your mind tonight? I'm going to worship him in spite of what I'm going through. I'm going to worship my Savior. I know he might slay me, but though he slay me, I'm going to trust him and I'm going to worship him. Why? Because I know if I worship, that's just an extension of my praise. It's an extension of my faith. It's what I'm showing him I'm willing to give you in spite of my situation. I'm going to worship you. So the Lord is looking at her. She's worshiping. Read on.
Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.
She's worshiping and she's asking for help. Can you just see how desperate she is? She said, Lord, help me. I need help right now. See, you can't come to the Lord with pride. You can't come to the Lord acting like you don't need something from him. You know, I see people in church all the time. They want to sit there like they don't need God. And the God be showing me all the time, they need me right now so bad. They need me. I don't want to come to the church with that attitude like I don't need God. No, I'm going to come to church. If I got a snot, cry, whine, hands up, Lord, I need you. Lord, help me. I'm not coming acting like I don't need the Lord. Good God Almighty. Lose that old pious, prideful attitude. Say, Lord, I'm letting it all out here. I'm not your pastor, because I'm going to say something to you that might hurt you a little bit. That right there, that altar is for a reason. There is no reason that it should be empty. You know what this altar shows? It shows, Lord, I wanted to lay down myself in sacrifice on this altar because I need you. I need you desperately. You know, the Bible said when Jacob, when he was running from Esau, he said, I got to return to Bethel. I got to return back to the house of prayer, the place of prayer. I got to return back to the place where I can get my help. It's in the house. It's at the altar. Saints of God, let me tell you something. You don't feel bad when you in need. If you sitting in the house of God, you run and get at this altar. Say, Lord, help me, God. Deliver me. I think I said this to y'all last year. I'm saying it again. This altar will help you if you'll get there. It shows God that you need him desperately. Stop worrying about what everybody thinks. I need God. I can't worry about you right now. I wonder what Brother Isaiah is going to think about me. It don't matter what he thinks. I need God. This woman came with that attitude. She said, help me, Lord. Then he said, what did he say here about the crumbs? Read on.
It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.
Uh-huh.
And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
Isn't that something? That's a beautiful. I mean, that's so beautiful. He even told her, pushing her further away. Why? He's drawing something out of her. He wants to show them something. He knew what he was going to do the whole time. But he was drawing something out of her. He said, it's not meet for me to give the children's bread unto dogs. Called her a dog. Somebody else said, man, that's mean. He called her a dog? But she said, bow wow. Rough, rough. She said, that's all right. Today I'm going to be a dog. Just give me a crumb. I don't need a whole slice. I just need a crumb. She said, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. She said, that's all I need from you right now. Give me what I need. She basically said, I'm not leaving until I get it. I'm letting you know I'm going to stay right here until you bless me. She was like, Jacob, I'm going to wrestle with you until you give me my blessing. Somebody here tonight need to make up in your mind. I'm going to wrestle with God till he gets my blessing. Till I get my miracle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So she made up in her mind. She said, I don't care what they're saying. Lord, I know your ability, what you have in you, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to get my breath. And she stayed right there until he turned around. And she said, even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. What did he say next?
Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman.
O woman.
Great is thy faith.
Is thy faith. He turned to her and said, that's great faith right there. He said, great is your faith. And then what did he say?
Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
He said, be it unto you as you will. He said, what you came for, you getting ready to get it. He said, what you came for, because you wouldn't let go. You were relentless. You know what? That's how we have to be. Like that importune man, that man that came. He said, I'm coming to get some from my friend. He said, I'm knocking at the door. The Bible said, though that friend wouldn't rise and give him because he was a friend, but because of his importunity, he said, I will arise and give him everything he needs. That's got to be us. We got to be persistent with God. That's faith. I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to stay in your face, Lord. I'm going to stay at this altar. I'm going to stay in my prayer chamber until you give me what you said you're going to give me. And God is going to give it to you. Listen, don't ever think that you got to stay before the Lord as the woman did to make him do something. Don't ever think you having that faith of importunity to make God do something. He already done it. See, he already done what he's going to do. You stand before the Lord to say, Lord, I need, you already in the move, but this, what I'm doing now is bringing the move to me. I'm bringing what you have already done and making it possible in my life. You've already afforded this to me. You've already appropriated it. It's been given unto me already. It's been given unto you already. God said, I've given it to you, but I will yet be inquired of Israel, of the church for this. I've already given you what you need, but you got to inquire of me. He said, if you'll go and seek after me, cry out to me. If you'll call on me, he said, I'll move for you. You say, why we got to call? Because he said it. That's why. That's his program. He made it up, and we got to follow him. We can't do it our way. Well, I don't want to call on him. Well, you're not going to get nothing there. You got to call on him. You got to seek after why he may be found, and you got to call on him while he's near. And he will. He will answer. As sure as, I'm done, as sure as the sun came up this morning and it went down this evening, God's going to answer prayer. Hallelujah. As sure as, I mean, I've told y'all this for years. How many believe God is real? Every one of us should be, okay? How many believe God created all things? All right. Many, many, many years ago, he said, let there be light. Have you ever seen the light fail? It has never failed. He said it, let there be light, and it's been light ever since. Why? Because he's God. When he says something, he mean it. He ain't just speaking at random. So when God told you, just like he told Abraham, surely blessings, I'm going to bless you. Multiply, I'm going to multiply. I'm going to move for you and your children. He mean that. When God say you heal, he mean that. When God say you delivered, he mean that. But now we have to say, yes, Lord. I believe God. Why don't you raise your hands to him tonight? Tell the Lord, I believe you. I believe you, Lord. I believe you're going to move on my behalf. Oh, Lord, my faith tells me you're going to give me a miracle. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My faith tells me you're going to turn this thing around for me. Oh, God, I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, keep reaching out by faith. Oh, Lamb of God. Sister Gwen, I want to pray for you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God getting ready to move for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. The weight on you has been more than you can bear. It's been heavy on your shoulders more than you can carry. I see a burden on you. That's got you sometime weak in your knees. But I'm here to tell you, your faith has come before the throne of God. And I'm just going to touch and agree with you and believe God with you. Be it so, God, be it so according to your faith. The Lord moves for you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, by your power, he lifts this load off of you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Come on, somebody reach out with me. The Lord rebukes you. God, right now, Lord, send great deliverance. Oh, God. Hallelujah. all that you've been through. Sometimes you may not say it because you like to speak faith and talk faith, but in your heart, there are times you say, Lord, how much more? How much more, Lord? How much more do I have to take? How much more do I have to take? The Lord told me he's going to strengthen you right now. Not only is he going to touch you in the situation, but he's going to touch your heart. Your heart, he strengthens. Ah, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power. Come on, somebody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Halabo shanda robo. Mandiele bohosi halaba haya. Glory to the name of the Lord our God. Glory. Let me pray for you. Glory. Before I pray for you, Sister Brittany, come on. Let me pray for you. Hallelujah. I pray for you, Sister Jackie. Oh, God. Thank you, Holy One. Come on, somebody, reach out to him. Hey, God. Come on, somebody, reach out to him. Come on, somebody, reach out to him. I'm in need of a miracle. 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 Hallelujah. God moves right now. He touches you, sister, by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, by your power. Sometimes, my sister, yes, Lord, you feel out of your element. You feel like, Lord, I don't even know if I should be up here doing this. I feel kind of strange and sometimes even embarrassed, awkward even. But you step out anyway. Hey! And God said he's seen that labor of love that you have for this church and for this house that you're willing to step out in spite of because you made up in your mind, Lord, I will not sit back and let the devil do what he want with this house. I'm going to stand with the preachers. I'm going to stand with the pastor. I'm going to stand with the people of God here. And God going to reward you. My God, in the name of Jesus, he touches your body by the power. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the... Oh, masata raba. Mundo rebo kasata. Good God Almighty. And I'm going to tell you something there. God visits you in a dream and shows you things. And God going to bring it to pass. He going to bring it to pass. Oh, great dreamer. Oh, great dreamer. God speaks to you and through you to give a word even to this house that God would use the people here. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree it's so right now. Hallelujah. Never think that when God allows you to get up to teach that your words are in vain. God sets you here to be a help, to be a minister in this house, to use you. He gives approval to you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, by the power of your word, Lord. Hey, God. Yes, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Somebody praise him. Oh, somebody praise him. Thank you, Lord. My God. My God. God destroys the yoke. He destroys the yoke. He moves for you right now in the name of Jesus. God by the power. He's your God. He's your Savior. He's your healer, your deliverer, your way maker. God is the solver of all the problems that you've been going through. Everything that you face. The sum total. The thing that you need more than anything is Jesus. Nothing else, nothing else, not just him. And he's going to move for you in a mighty way. God, in the name of Jesus, by your spirit, God, oh, declare. I hear the Lord telling me, walk around your home and declare loud what God is going to do. Let the devil know you can't have this household. No, you can't. In the name of Jesus, let the devil know. Lord God, you gave me this. And I declare, I decree, your mouth, your words, you said it earlier, I got a loud mouth. I hear the Lord said, open your mouth wide and I feel it. I speak to you and through you. Declare, decree, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I give you the authority, saith the Lord, to speak over, God. And I see a yoke being destroyed in your home. The enemy is trying to come in and bring division and frustration. But the devil is a liar. He's a liar. God mends this thing. God moves on your behalf. Hey, I hear the Lord says, oh, I feel the Lord, my sister. I hear the Lord saying, sit quietly before me. Sit quietly before me and let me move. He said, for I have heard your cry. I have seen your tears. I've seen all that you've gone through. Sit quietly before me, my daughter, and I shall rise up on your behalf. And I shall move for you in a mighty way. You'll know that it's not yourself, but God that doth the work in the name of Jesus. And somewhere, I know it may sound far-fetched. Somewhere, my sister, you're going to teach this word. Somewhere, God is going to use your mouth to teach the word. Don't be ashamed. Just get in that Bible, get in your prayer chamber, and watch God stir you up. God gonna use you in a mighty way, saith the Lord. Come on, somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord, come on over here. I hear the Lord saying, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. His strength is made perfect in our weakness, Sister Tawana. When I'm weak, then am I strong. Yeah, you've had some weak moments. Oh, yeah, you had a lot of weight on you too. But the Lord has seen your prayer, your crying out. It's not come up before him unnoticed. God get ready to move for you and your family in the name of Jesus. God, in your name. Somebody stretch your hands this way if y'all don't mind praying with me. God, right now, Satan. Yes, God. This whole mental battle. This mental battle. It's a mind. The devil has come to try to torture your mind. Sometimes you don't even say some of the things that he tries to say to you. To tell you what you're not, what's not going to happen. But he's a liar. In the name of Jesus, I take authority right now by the power. By the power. I give you freedom tonight. I give you freedom tonight. I give you freedom tonight. Oh, I hear the Lord say, you're going to rest well. For a peace that passes all understanding. It comes over you now. The Lord gonna let you know without a doubt, it's all is well. He got it all under control. There's nothing that God hasn't seen that's gone unnoticed before him. Trust me, saith the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge me in all your ways. And I'll direct you. I'll give you a straight path to walk in. I'll help you the time of your struggle. Hear me, for the Lord said he loves you. He cares for you. He's concerned about you. He moves for you on tonight by the power. Hallelujah. He drives back the enemy. He lifts up a standard for you tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord. Come on, my sister, just give him some praise. Just give him some praise. Brother Al, things change. Hallelujah. Grab her hand. Grab her hand. Grab her hand. I see God helping y'all to work even closer together than y'all ever have before. In the name of Jesus, God gonna help you. God, by the power, in the name of Jesus, you move for this family. Come on, saints, pray with me. Oh, God, the enemy is trying to do everything he can to distract and frustrate the plan of God. But, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you to step in. Move right now in the name of Jesus. Destroy the plan of the enemy. Turn the tables upon him. God, I stand with him, Lord. Yes, Lord, I feel a breakthrough, Brother Al. God, by the power, the anointing that God places on your life shall destroy yokes and break chains. And the enemy is trying to do everything he can to frustrate the plan and the purpose that God has for you. But like the song says, what God has for me, it is for me. The devil can't take it. Stay faithful, man of God. Stay faithful to the call. Stay faithful to the will and the purpose that he called you. And I see the Lord lifting up a stand and rising up on your defense. Moving in your household. Soon and very soon, things change for you. Oh, God. Things change for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not just your children, but some specific loved ones that you grew up with. You've been praying, God, do something. God gonna move. He gonna turn this thing around. Your prayers have not gone in vain. God moves right now by the power. You're gonna see, they gonna come to you asking you the question, what must we do to be saved? Lord said, all the time that you witnessed to them, all the time that you prayed for them, it's not in vain, my brother. God said he's pricking their heart even now. Don't stop praying. Don't stop witnessing. Don't stop holding up before God. For the Lord changes things. He gives the increase, saith the Lord, for your glory. God, we thank you. Come on, somebody, praise the Lord. I just want to touch and agree with your son there, the young man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? Are y'all still praying? How you doing? Doing good? Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm doing good. Doing good. Doing good. Praise the Lord. You heard the word tonight? You enjoyed the service? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. God calling your name, young man. He's dealing with you. It ain't just by chance that you happen to be here tonight. God got a call on your life. Praise the Lord. I was praying today, and even last night just meditating. And his family, your family, y'all's family came before me and seen your sons. And the Lord told me it's time now. It's time for you, your brothers, to acknowledge what God has done. To acknowledge that God is the one that has kept you to this point, not yourself. All this time that you've seen all this stuff going on, and I'm not just talking about with your family, but even out in the world, you've seen a lot. You're at an age now the way you know there ain't nothing out there for me. There ain't nothing out there. You've seen all types of stuff that you may not even talk about, but you know it's getting worse and worse. The Lord said he wants you for himself. He's called you to a greater life, young man. That life out there, it ain't even worth going back to, staying in. I remember when I was out there, I've done everything that you're trying to do, or I've done it twice. But I found out there ain't nothing out there. This is the greatest life that any man could ever choose. There ain't nothing better. Your heart is just like my heart was. It's searching. It's searching for something greater, something better. And that greater thing that your heart is searching for is Jesus. And he said, I've come here tonight for you because I love you. He hung there on that cross for you. That crown of thorns was on his head for you. that spear in his side was for you. The nails in his hand and his feet was all for you. He took your place on that cross because he said, I don't want you to go there. He died that you might have eternal life. You believe that? You really believe it? Well, why don't you make a big step tonight? Just commit your heart to him. Commit your, and you might say, well, Pastor David, what if I make a mistake? Can I tell you something? I've made a plenty since I've been saved. Anybody else here that made mistakes since they've been saved? All of us have. But I'm talking about you making a true commitment this night and say, Lord, I'm going to live for you. And I'm asking you to strengthen me, to help me to do it. If you make up in your mind to do that tonight, God will help you. He'll elevate you. And the next time I come here, I'll see you and some of your siblings here. Because I believe God will use you to help them come on in. You willing to make that step tonight? Okay. I want y'all to stretch your hands this way. Praise the Lord. I'm not trying to force you to do nothing, but I feel like God touching your heart tonight. Just repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me. And I believe you rose again on the third day just for me. I believe that you took those stripes for me. The nails in your hand, the nails in your feet was for me. Now, Lord, I ask you to forgive me from all my sins. Cleanse me from all iniquity. Come into my heart. Come into my heart and make me a new creature. I receive you tonight as my Lord and as my Savior. Help me to live for you for the rest of my life. And I will do it, Lord, as you give me strength. Now I want you to declare this and I want you to say it from here. All right. Now, Satan, say it a little louder. Now, Satan, you no longer have any authority over my life. From this day forward, I belong to Jesus. I'm his and he is mine. And today I declare that I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Young man, I just want you to open your mouth for a few seconds. Just tell the Lord, thank you. Don't worry about anybody else. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me, Lord. God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, from this day forward, you strengthen this man. You touch his life. God, you visit him. You help him to be the man of God that you've ordained and called him to be. Do it for your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. This is what I want you to do. I want you to walk around to three men and tell them, I'm saved and I thank God for it. Three men. Hug three men, tell them, I'm saved and I thank God for it. Hallelujah. All right. Somebody ought to praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise God. Somebody ought to thank God. You say, what's going on? All the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Right now, all the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. That's right. What's his name? Ty, let me tell you something. You just made the greatest decision that you could ever make in your whole life. I promise you. There won't be a bigger, better decision. I don't care what else you have in your future going on. That is the greatest decision you could ever make. How many can bear witness to what I'm saying? It's the greatest. Now, that don't mean, let me tell you something. That don't mean that the devil ain't going to come and try to tell you what you did last night. That wasn't about nothing, because he's going to try to tell you that. But once he say that to you, say, I know why you telling me that, because something happened for me last night. Because that's why he telling. He's a liar. But just know, he coming. But get in your word. Stay in the word. I know you got a Bible. I know you got to have one. Get in prayer with your father. Come to church. And God is going to strengthen you. You don't have to do nothing. Just try to make yourself be saved. God going to help you out. He's faithful to that. I promise you. Praise the Lord. Somebody give the Lord another hand clap. Hallelujah. 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 And how many know he's not done yet? I said he's not done yet. Praise the Lord. I believe all of them going to be saved. Grandchildren, everybody. How many believe your whole family going to be saved? Raise your hands if you believe that. Your whole family. Whole family. Whole family. Keep your hands up. I'm going to tell you, the Bible said this. Paul told a man, he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thy whole household shall be saved. If God told that man that, he'll tell you the same thing. Tell you the same thing. In the name of Jesus, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thy whole household shall be saved. They're coming in. They're coming in. I'm here to tell y'all they're coming in. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare over this man and his family. God, you move by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, according to your divine word, Lord, you said the promises unto him and his children, them that are far off, as many as the Lord thy God should call. For your glory, Lord God, answer his request. Answer her request. Do it, God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. According to your word, God, their faithfulness, Lord, thank you for it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Somebody give God praise. I believe God. I said, I believe God. It shall be even as he told me. Anybody need special prayer? I just pray for those. But if you want special prayer, I'm not going to eliminate prayer. If you need prayer, I'll pray for you. You need prayer? Okay. Anybody else need prayer? I'll come to you. You need prayer? Okay. Can y'all get up? Can you get up, ma'am? Okay, she can stay right there. That's all right. You can stay right there. I'll pray for you right there. You don't even have to move. You don't have to get up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know he's a miracle worker, don't you? Yeah, he's a miracle worker. God, I'm asking you for this mother. Oh, she believes you, Lord. I perceive that faith is in her. God, Lord, Paul stopped by a man and said, I perceive that he has faith to be healed. Lord, I perceive that there's faith in her. And I'm asking you to touch her body. Move by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, you said it, Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. God, that's your word. I'm asking you, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Move by your spirit, Lord. Grant a miracle for your glory. Lord God, I know she's received many a miracles in her lifetime. God, you've done it more than once. God, if you did it then, you're able to do it now. You said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't change. The same way you touched her body before. Do it again, Lord. Grant it right now. Oh, God, and you move for her by your spirit. You answer these requests, and we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, bless my sister here. God, according to your word. Oh, it's time. Time, saith the Lord. Time. There's been a little drawback in you. Hallelujah. The Lord said you've been drawing back. And he understands what you're going through. But the Lord said it's time for you to come forth now. Stop drawing back. The Lord said, haven't I been good to you? Haven't I been merciful to you? Well, run to me, saith the Lord. And all the peace you long for, all the things you've been looking for, the Lord said, come to me and I'll show you that I'm that what you need. In the name of Jesus, Father, right now, God, I ask you to stir my sister's heart.
according to your divine word. Lift her up, Lord. Lift her up, Jesus. Encourage her. God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said, I know what you have need of. God, that thing that she has need of is you more than anything else, Lord God. Lord, let her know, Lord God. Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for you that God will stir you to pray like never before, to get in that word. Oh, I know you got some other needs, but I hear the Lord saying that's your greatest need, what Mary had to sit before his feet. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for your glory, God, for your honor, Lord God, answer her request, Lord. Oh, Lord, do it for your glory in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And go ahead and praise him. I feel a praise on you right now. I feel a praise on you right now. God, by the power. Hallelujah. He gives you a breakthrough tonight. God, by the power. God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and praise him, my sister. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Go ahead and praise him. Yes, Lord. Come on, somebody praise God with her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, wonderful is Jesus. Wonderful is Jesus. I'm about done. I'm about done. I'm about done. Can I pray for you, sister? Hallelujah. God, move by your spirit. God, move by your spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lamb of God. Jesus. I see it like a roadblock. See, like a roadblock, like a hindering spirit. Like a spirit that just keeps, every time you seem like you get to a place, this thing just rises up to try to hinder you from moving forward. Devil, you a liar. But the Lord told me to tell you, he gonna bring that thing down tonight. Strongholds, pull down stronghold. Put yedabasha boshianda robo. He pulled down strongholds right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, by the power of the Holy Ghost, God gives you what you've been asking for. And I'm not talking about nothing materialistic, and you ain't either. I'm talking about a deeper move of the Holy Ghost, a deeper move of the Spirit of the Lord. And with that will come everything else. God, in the name of Jesus, the devil has caused you to look at this and look at that, everything on the outside, and say, that's why it's not happening. And that's why it's not happening. But it's the enemy, enemy. It's the enemy, enemy. It's the things that the enemy has come in to try to bring in your mind. Because the Lord told me to tell you, nothing can stop you once you come into that place that he called you to be in. Nothing will stop the move of God. God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. For there is a word in your belly. There's a fire in your belly. There's a move of God in your belly. The Lord said, bring forth, come forth, bring forth, come forth, saith the Lord. Yea, Lord, like a woman in travail. Pain to be delivered. Oh, yes, Lord. God said, you shall deliver. Lord, you shall deliver. Yes, a move of God, a blessing God moves for you. Yes, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. All the days of praying. Oh, yes, Lord. All the time of fasting. Oh, yes, Lord. All the time of searching the scriptures are not in vain. For many would not even know of all the word that he's put in you. But the Bible said, like Jeremiah, like fire shut up in my bones. For the Lord moves. For I call young men and young women in this season, rise up, saith the Lord. For I bring you forth to do my bidding, to do my will. Fear not, neither be dismayed. For it is the last day, saith the Lord. It's time for people like you, Sister Alex, to declare, decree what thus saith the Lord.
Worry not about anybody and what people think any longer. For I have chosen you, saith the Lord, by myself. From your mother's womb you've been chosen by God in the name of Jesus. He blesses your family, blesses your husband, blesses your children in the name of Jesus. He moves for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you. Hola baba shatarebo manielebo si alabahaya. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Oh, God.
Who are y'all? Y'all here? This is your children?
Come on, somebody praise God with her. What you need from the Lord. And guidance. How old are you? Would you like to be saved, or are you saved? Okay, praise the Lord. She says she want to be saved. Ain't that a blessing? Praise the Lord. That's a blessing, ain't it? Hallelujah. God will save you tonight. Beautifully save you. Praise the Lord. Ain't that wonderful? Dad gets saved. Daughter gets saved. Ain't nothing better than that. I said, ain't nothing better than that. My heart is rejoicing. Just raise your hands to the Lord, young people. Just say, Jesus, I love you. I believe you died on the cross for me and you rose again on the third day. I ask you to forgive me from all my sins. And I ask you to come into my heart, make me a new creature. I want to live for you. Save my soul tonight, Lord. And I believe you rose again on the third day just for me. And I thank you for it. And I believe tonight that I'm saved. I'm in the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Bless this young lady, this young girl. Move for her. God, I could just feel her heart. Lord, she wants guidance. She wants direction. She wants strength. And I'm asking you to do that for her, Lord. God, you know how to get down on the level of a youngster. Lord God, an older person, no, it don't matter who it is, Lord. You know how to minister to us. Minister to her, Lord. Move for her, God. In the name of Jesus. God, help her and her dad to pray together, Lord. To stand together, Lord. In Jesus' name is so. Amen. Amen. You got a Bible? Read your Bible and pray. Y'all stick together and bless this little one here, Lord. God, you keep her as the apple of your eye. Let her always be raised in the fear and admonition of the Lord. According to your divine word, do it for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. How sweet. Praise the Lord. How precious. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I feel like I've done what the Lord asked me to do. And tonight, I thank you for your attentiveness and hearing the word. How many believe the word tonight? Praise the Lord. I believe the word. Faith will get the job done. So we thank you for pulling on the word. And what a blessing tonight. And we'll be back tomorrow morning for the last service. We believe in God to do even greater, and we thank God for it. And we're looking for testimonies. We're looking for testimonies. I'm believing God for testimonies for you to come back and say, the doctor's report changed. I'm looking for testimonies for you to come back and say, my daughter got saved, my son got saved. Praise the Lord. And you know how those testimonies come? When you leave this church and you say, I'm standing by faith that God is going to do exactly what he said. You already know the devil going to try to make you feel different. But you say, Satan, you're a liar. The Lord already told me
Not just what Pastor David said, but what the Bible said. The word of the Lord has spoken tonight. God bless you. I'm going to turn it back to the hands of Brother Al. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah. Well, this was God's plan. I didn't tell him anything. All right? Don't think that I got you. I'm looking for you to be saved, but God spoke to you. Amen. God did this. Did God do it? Or did Dad do it? I didn't do it. God did it. Amen. So I thank the Lord for what he did tonight. How many standing on God's promises? How many going to stand on God's word? Hallelujah. I know God is real. If you know God is real, give him a great big clap offering. Sister Jackie, I just said to you before service started, I called you up, Minister Jackie. And Lord said the word, you're going to bring the word. Look, God knows what he's doing, don't he? God is so good. I mean, man, it pays to be in the house of God. It pays to be under the word of God. But it truly pays to be at the feet of God, amen, to hear what God has to say to you so you can say to someone else. Amen. It truly pays to be saved. I want to thank God this evening for Pastor Davis. He was in my conversation today. And, you know, I just love you so much and appreciate you so much. And the person that I was talking to said, I don't know what I would have done without her. She birthed me. She raised me up. You know, they ask, how you doing? I say, she's doing good. Pastor's doing good. Just getting older. She's just getting older. But give her a great big clap offering. I just thought about, you know, as I was talking about you today and how God used you to bring me into your family. Then you use you, cause me to meet other families. I mean, without you, I would have never known the Richardsons, you know, the Hearns and all of these people that come in here. I would have never known them. So God knew what he was doing. I'm gonna give this testimony. God gave me a vision. You know, God has been ordering my steps, and I didn't see him until I got in this church. God gave me a vision, though. You know, some things were said in the past to me, and I thought, she said, that boy is a pastor. And I thought, well, surely she can't be talking about me. She got the wrong one. You know, I just want to be saved. Amen. And Lord spoke that to her. But God gave me a vision. I was just telling my sister this coming to church tonight. I said, God showed me that there was this woman, and I was a little boy, and she was fixing my bow tie. I don't wear bow ties. And she spent me around and said, now go on out there. And it was on a stage full of people. That woman wasn't my mother. That woman that I saw was her. That was her. And so I thank God for my pastor, as I call her. You know, give her one more great clap offering. We appreciate you, Pastor. We love you. And she said tonight, I'm still your pastor. I said, that's the only thing I know you of. That's the only thing I know you by, Pastor. Amen. So we thank God tonight. If your soul was fed tonight, give God a great big clap offering. Tell him thank you. Lift your hands. Lift your voice and tell him you appreciate him. If the man of God didn't stop by you and pull you out, I'm just going to say come tomorrow. He might. But still, hold fast to the word of God. Amen. He ain't got to lay hands on everybody. He'll tell you in a minute. You just got to believe God. It's faith that moves God. Amen. Now we thank God for him again. Let's give. So whatever the Lord put on your heart to give, give and bless this man, God. You can't beat God giving. You just can't beat him giving. So let's bless him. Amen. For being obedient. Let's bless him. Not that he preached so good. Bless him. Because he was a blessing to you. Amen. So come on, let's give to this man of God. Minister Jackie. Wow. The same night. Thought I'd say that tonight. When you sitting over here tonight. Was it really? I thought it was tonight. Praise God. This is revival. Souls were saved. Amen. Hearts renewed. Minds renewed. Amen. I mean, this is what you call revival. He said, you jump and shout because you're happy and it's just in you. But God saved souls. Amen. The word drew the people. Nobody compelled them. The word compelled them to come. Amen. And so we thank the Lord because his word is true. Has everybody had a chance to give? Let us bow our heads. All right? Everybody good? Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord God, for what you've done. We want to thank you, Father God, for this man of God that you sent here, God, to bless your people. Lord, we thank you for speaking to our hearts. And God, we ask that you would bless this offering, Father. We pray, Father God, that it will be a blessing to his household, blessing to him, Father. We ask that you would bless those, God, that gave, those that wanted to give but did not have to give, Lord. You said if we give, God, it shall be given back to us. Pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give unto their bosom. But the same measure that we have met shall be measured to us again. Thank you. In Jesus' name, give God some glory. We're going to get the man of God back out here so he can dismiss us. Come on, keep giving them some glory. And thank God for Brother David. Thank God for Pastor Richardson. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for you tonight. You can stand to your feet. We're going to be dismissed with a word of prayer. Remember service tomorrow. What time service start in the morning? 10:30? 11? Okay. Okay, Bible study. Your 9:30 Bible study, so come on back. Get as much work. Yeah, get as much as you can while you can. Praise us. We thank God for everyone here. Once again, I want to tell Sister Davis, I love you. I love you. I love you. Good to see you tonight. And everybody, we just thank God for you. Father, we thank you for this service tonight. Lord God, as you're doing marvelous in our eyes, we thank you for all that has transpired here tonight. Help us to give the most earnest heed to what was spoken here tonight. Don't let that word slip away. We know we have an enemy always lurking, trying to steal away what you place in us. But Lord, if we'll go home and pray, meditate about it, that word will be just rooted in our hearts so deeply that he can't take it away. And we know it'll come to pass. It'll bring forth fruit. We thank you for it. And God, now as we leave this place, but never from your presence, keep us hid behind your cross, covered in your blood. Those that are getting on the highway, please give them traveling mercies. Watch over them. Shield and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Keep us hid behind your cross, covered in your blood. Your hands of mercy upon all of us. And we know you'll do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.